today I have PJ, Year 11 student from Beckett Keys. He is here for New Talent Tuesday today. Hi PJ, how are you?
Hi, I'm very good, thanks. How's yourself?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm really excited because today we have got you on for New Talent Tuesday to talk about the very interesting talent that you have, because you learn Irish traditional music, don't you? You play a few different instruments. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I play piano, accordion and barong.
So when did you take up each of those instruments?
The piano accordion was about 5 or 6 and the barong was about 11, I think, I'm pretty sure.
That is pretty young for both of those. How did that come about? When did you decide they were the instruments you wanted to play? Is there sort of some family ties to Irish traditional music?
The family's Irish and from a young age, the whole family was playing Irish music and Irish dance, and our grandparents and parents pushed us to like carry on the Irish culture, even living in England. So from a young age, I was always surrounded by the music and the dance. The start of my interest was when one of my cousins was in a competition, and in her band, she had a concertina player, and I was immediately grasped with the fact it was a concertina, and me being 5, I want the squeezy box. It looks cool. It sounds fun. And yeah, that was what really piqued my interest. And when we went to the accordion shop, I saw a piano accordion. I was like, that's it. And after about a year of begging, my mum finally gave in. After about 10 years, I am what I am today. So yeah.
Amazing. Well, it is such an interesting instrument, as you say. And what would you say is the hardest thing about learning to play both the instruments you play, but specifically the accordion?
The accordion, it's to remember you play with both your hands. It's very easy just to concentrate on just one side of the instrument. The way the accordion is made, you actually pull with your left hand, and also your brain is mainly concentrating on trying to keep like the right hand and the melody going the whole time and trying to keep it all loud and all together. It's a complicated instrument when you first start, but after like the first year, it slowly starts to get easier.
Interesting. So that would be your advice for anyone listening that wants to take it up, is definitely remember both hands.
Oh, yeah. And just no matter what, just keep on trying. It's always hell to start with, no matter what you try to play.
Fair enough. And I understand you've been in quite a few competitions in the past. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So the competitions are run by Cultus, and Cultus is the organisation that pushes the culture to teenagers, promotes it across the world. Like I said, I was always supporting my cousins or being dragged to go to the competitions. I met my music teacher tried to really push me to go to the competition, and I hated playing on my own. So I was kind of forced into playing with a duet partner, but it was great crack at the start because it was just us two, and we always made the same mistakes in the same places. So we had no real hope of winning anything. It was just to make us both more confident. And I played with him for about 3 years, and then it was like my first solo competition. I don't remember playing a tune right in the first one on my own, but you live and you learn. And after about 5 years of competitions, I finally won on the piano accordion.
Amazing.
And I won the barong as well, so that was a big thing.
That's incredible. Well done.
Thank you very much. So you've got the regionals, the All Britons and the All Islands. So you have like a very tier system. And if you win the regionals, you're the best in London, the southern regions. If you win the All Britain, you're technically the best in Britain. And if you win the All Island, you're the best in the world. So after that year, you're going again. And I qualified for the All Britain on both the instruments. I came 3rd in the piano accordion. However, I won the barong competition.
Wow.
Technically, I'm still 12 to 15 All-Britain champion, as there hasn't been a competition since COVID-19. So,
wow, well done. That is very impressive.
It was great fun at the time because I was in a band and a group at the same time. Everybody was doing well. I was like, oh, God, just be my luck. I just won't get placed anywhere. And like, I came 1st, and like, everybody was in shock.
Do you still enter competitions, or have GCSEs sort of taken over a bit at the moment?
There are not really that many competitions now because you need to do it face to face.
Of course, yeah.
And since COVID happened, like, there's been a stop. Even before like the vaccines and all that, there was a stop on the 2021 All Ireland Championships. There was no real point of like trying to enter competitions. But yeah, The GCSE A-levels or not, I'd still be going to competitions because you go out to see your friends.
So you'll be doing it again when everything reopens?
Oh, yeah, because it's great fun as well.
Exciting. Are you going to do the island one this time?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Well, good luck. You'll have to tell us how you're doing it.
Yeah, I will.
Have you been playing a lot in lockdown or have you found inspiration a bit harder when you're stuck at home?
To all my teachers, I have been practicing. But yeah, it was mainly just the same amount.
Do you find it helpful? Do you find it a bit of a stress relief when you're getting a little bit stir crazy inside, not able to go out? Do you find it helpful?
Oh yeah, like a lifesaver between the music and the dog. I'm chilling.
That's all you need in lockdown. You need a musical instrument and a pet, and then you're set.
Like most lessons are online, so like after a stressful day at school, you just have some fun with the teacher because they're in the same boat as you. Yeah, it's just a natural stress reliever, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people find music has been so helpful at this time. Now, as this is New Talent Tuesday, and we're obviously introducing to all of the listeners this really interesting instruments that you play and this sort of more unusual skill. If someone's listening and going, I'd quite like to do that, that sounds interesting, what would you pitch to them as why they should learn traditional Irish music? What tips would you give them?
Well, not just traditional Irish music, but just any music in general. It's a natural stress reliever. Traditional Irish music is not always about the music. It's more about the people coming to join in the music, because it all goes back to the history of Ireland, where you didn't have the technology that the rest of the world have. So they all go to houses or bars and like jam out. So you have very famous musicians across the island that just travel everywhere just to go and have fun. And everybody in the village would either know the dances or know the music, and they would just go to have good fun and crack and all of that. So from that, it sort of evolved like the music of Ireland. You go for the fun. And that's what I really like about the music, because even though I'm competing against most of the people I'm competing against or with are friends and I recognize them, and you go to competitions to see them. Before lockdown, you'd go to like houses and everything and just jam out with friends and like the family and whoever really wanted to listen. And that's a big part of the Irish music. It's not just you sit down to play tunes to learn them. You go to meet people and like have a good time while you're at it.
Well, that's great. And do you play it a lot for your family and friends, as you say, sort of like outside of competitions and sort of at events? Back when we were allowed to have events, did you play the instruments then?
Oh, yeah. Like last year, well, not last year, the year before, it was a very busy time. The people I play with, well, including me, but the people I play with, the groups and the bands, I think we had roughly about 13 gigs throughout the year. And in addition to that, I also was lucky enough to play the Irish Embassy, which was good. It really is something to be able to play at the Embassy.
Absolutely. That's incredible. Yeah. And so young as well. That's really impressive. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, PJ. It's been so interesting to hear about Irish traditional music and all the different instruments you play. And it's been lovely to have you here.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.